we're saving you a seat at the table. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
I tell you, some things just work out really nicely. Like when you get an email on a Friday and then we're like, hey, why don't you come on the Diner Tour next week? Or like the guest who came on right before this next guest, Anthony Capalbo is here of Capalbo Strong. And I'm really excited to have Anthony because I don't know how many times you've been on my show, but we've never met in person.
Never met in person, but I think I've been on at least two or three times.
Easily.
Yeah.
But it's amazing to meet you. It's so nice to finally meet you. It's such an honor to meet you. And I'm so excited to talk about Charlie.
Don't make me cry yet.
I'm not going to make you cry yet. We're not going to do that. But you did tell a really neat story. We had a firefighter on just before you. And what is your connection to fire?
It's amazing how things just come together sometimes. We back in, 2012, I think it was, a little before Thanksgiving, had a fire at our house.
Oh, my
gosh. So we then met the Fairfield firemen. And they quickly became a special part of our lives, only to find out even more when Charlie first got sick, how they came to our aid after hosting us at the firehouse after our fire years prior. Yeah, and they're just an amazing bunch of guys. They're some of the guys that helped us get our own nonprofit off the ground right now. So there's lots of good feelings.
That's amazing. Yeah. I think Charlie is so famous in Fairfield. It's wild. I've never met anyone in Fairfield that if you say Capalbo Strong or Charlie, that people don't know who you are. But for our listeners, especially if they don't live in Fairfield, who is Charlie?
Charlie was a young man in high school, hockey player, hockey goalie, finishing his senior season at Fairfield Co-op, Fairfield Ludlow, when he wasn't feeling well. And ended up being diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma as he struggled to finish the season. He said, I'm finishing the season. I don't care how I feel. I finally got a chance to play. I'm playing. And we said, okay. And then he battled on and off for 5 years.
Such a hockey player.
First of all, at Yale New Haven. And then was re-diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia only in his central nervous system, which is pretty much a curse. Mm-hmm. Very difficult to treat. But he wanted to try it and discovered he needed a bone marrow transplant. And his brother, who was then the goalie on the Fairfield team, was a match. So it was magical. NBC Sports Hockey Day in America picked up the story. And then we just rode the wave up and down from that. And so much pain, but so much beauty all at once.
Mm-hmm. It really... So his story, because I was at News 12... at the time when we had first learned about Charlie, but I never got to meet you guys per se because I would always go to the events and things like that. But it was really incredible to see, and I've gotten to know like the hockey community over the years. But at that time, it was so incredible to see how Fairfield rallied around Charlie and his brother, by the way, which was so cool for him to give a donation. But then to see the hockey community really rally and all the way up to the NHL. I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Yes. I am still blown away every day from the Fairfield community, the hockey community, and beyond. It was, you know, it was baseball teams. It was lacrosse teams. I mean, you name it. And they helped us because being in Boston all that time. And I mean, I was in and out of work for 5 years. So much money was raised so we could stay afloat, so we could have an apartment in Boston and not lose our house in Fairfield. And we are eternally grateful for thousands of people, for, like you said, from the NHL, AHL, East Coast League, college. I mean, you name it, they were there for us, and they still are.
It's amazing. And that picture of Charlie is one that is just ingrained in my head forever. I love that picture of him in his gear.
With the mask
with the turn back and that smile.
Do you know the story behind the story?
No.
He had just gotten his braces off.
I know that feeling.
Yes.
I love that.
And he had braces too early, in my opinion, from when he was like 9 and he wasn't fully developed. So he had to keep having them on for years and redone and this.
Oh, how
and
funny.
He had finally gotten them off. And ironically, another one of the goalies' dads is a photographer and just happened to snap that shot. So it was extra meaningful that another goalie dad actually took that photo. David Gunn. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David. That is honestly one of my favorite to this day, just in general, hockey photos of all time. I love that photo, and
it's
I love the
keeper.
Fact that you guys use it. Oh, it's the best. It's the best. That's exactly what Charlie should be remembered for. And And the amount of work since Charlie's passing that you guys have done is extraordinary. And actually, this year, you guys are making a big change for your annual event in October. What's going on?
We are. So when Charlie was still with us, we did one walk from Greenwich, where I grew up, to Fairfield, which was about 26 miles. And it was the remote pandemic version of the Jimmy Fund Dana-Farber marathon walk. Okay. So we did it here. It was small. It was like 15 or 20 of us. But we walked from Greenwich to Fairfield and raised a little bit of money. And then, the pandemic continued. Charlie got sick again, and then we lost him. So we missed a year. But then we started doing the walk in Boston. We've done it four times in Boston and have raised probably about $100,000 a year.
Holy cow.
And then we said, it's getting a little hard to do it in Boston with all of his friends now are all over the place. And it was expensive for us to do it in Boston. And we'd always wanted to start our own 501c3. We just never fully could get our heads around actually doing it. So everything just went through Dana-Farber. But now we said, finally, we're doing it. We're bringing it home. We're going to walk in the neighborhood, and we're going to give still to Dana-Farber Research, but also to some organizations locally that helped us.
I love that. So you guys are officially becoming a 501c3?
We've officially applied, and we've launched the walk, which will be on the same day as the Boston Walk, which is always the first Sunday in October.
October 4th this year.
Yes.
That's exciting.
And some of his meaningful numbers were, he was born on May 24th. He died on April 24th, 1 month shy of his 24th birthday. And his bone marrow transplant was on 2-4 on February 4th.
Wow.
So we're walking a 24K. We're going to take it down a notch from the 26 miles to 24K, which is about 15 miles, walking through where he grew up.
I love that. So, I mean, all through Fairfield?
Yeah, we're starting at Jennings Beach. At the corner of, at the far west side of Jennings Beach, there's a little gravel path that leads from the parking lot to Beach Road and Fairfield Beach Road.
Yep.
Where, ironically or not, there's two memorial benches dedicated to him that the neighborhood purchased after he passed. So it's basically Charlie's Corner, we like to call it.
I love it. Not officially named
that yet, but hopefully.
We're going to do that right now on WICC. So we're going to start at Charlie's Corner. That's where we're going to start. Okay. And we're going to walk. And yes, I'm already including myself in this. So we're going to walk.
Yes.
We're going to 24K.
We're going to walk 24K, 15 miles. It's three loops of 5 miles equals the 24K. And of course, we're going to go by the Sea Grape, where the after party will be.
Of course.
Sea Grape is another friend of Capalbo Strong. Charlie was one of the only ones to have a free pass there, if you will.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yes.
Yeah, the folks over there are amazing.
And I think Will may have inherited it, but don't tell anybody.
Yeah, no. Listen, I think he has the right. I think he has the right. Yes. You all do.
And we're going to have food trucks at the end. If you don't want to walk, you can buy a pass just to get to the food trucks and the Grape, where there'll be, cash bar at the Grape. So it's going to be an amazing party in the neighborhood. We're going to walk by his elementary school, Roger Sherman, and we hope to have some, moral support there, if you will, as well as a few other music and activity stops along the way.
That is so cool. That is so cool. I'm going to write that down. I know you told me the exact date, so I'm going to write it down to make sure I don't book any events. Ready? I'm literally doing this in real time, Anthony.
You're actively watching me.
Oh, perfect. So October 4th is open. So we're doing the Charlie Capalbo. I'm absolutely writing this down. 24K. Done. What's the exact title of it so that I don't mess people up? I know they can go to
CapalboStrong.org.
I knew what I tell you before this. I told you I'd mess that up, right? And I even wrote it down, CapalboStrong.org. Can people register now? Is that open?
We launched registration, of course, on his death anniversary day on the 24th, and we've already got almost 100 people registered.
I love it.
And then each, it's $24 to register, of course, and then folks can raise or should raise or promise to raise up to $300.
What was his number in hockey?
His number was 30.
Number 30.
So that was also a big number, but it has started to be a little not overwhelmed. What's the word I'm looking for?
Overused. Yeah.
And so 24 is sort of taken over the 30, but 30 was big too. I mean, we've got more signed team jersey number 30s with Capalbo on it from the Bruins and the Rangers, and
that's so cool.
It's mind-blowing.
That's amazing.
The former Sound Tigers, Bridgeport Islanders.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I know, right? That's amazing. If people want to learn more, definitely check out CapalboStrong.org. The walk is coming up October 4th, and for the first time, it's going to be here in Fairfield, which is so fitting and so beautiful. And Anthony, please keep me posted, especially on your process for your nonprofit. I think this is amazing, and anything we can do at WICC to help you guys, we are totally on board.
We actually just are finalizing the sponsorship packages like now, and I started reaching out to a few folks, so that's going to be some of my work in addition to my real estate work in the next few months.
I know, right? I noticed that. Yeah, I was going to say, you're big into real estate. I thought, man, you're doing okay. And yeah, but balancing a nonprofit is no easy task. Yes. Has this process for you and your family, has it been helpful in the passing of Charlie? I mean, has it? I've always wondered that.
Excuse me. I find it extremely helpful. I think my wife gets a little overwhelmed
about
it at times.
Of course.
But I think deep down, it's so meaningful. And, we were blessed to have so much love. And it's just nice to continue to harness that love and to help folks who weren't as lucky as us.
Yeah. Well,
Even though we were really unlucky, we were really lucky. That's what we say all the time.
Well, I think we, as a society, were really lucky to get to know Charlie and your family, and to continue to have his legacy live on and to support Capalbo Strong, I think is a real honor. So I really appreciate you always giving us the time on WICC and for meeting in person. I'm so glad.
Yes.
This was long overdue, Anthony.
It was.
I'm a little mad at myself.
I'm a little mad at myself, too. I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad at myself.
I know, but that's how we are, right? We're just mad
out.
At ourselves.
It worked out perfectly.
It really did. And for the first time being in Fairfield, I'm so glad that we get to be a part of it October 4th, and definitely check out CapalboStrong.org if you want to learn more, and definitely register. Anthony, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Melissa. Thank you guys so much.
See, I told you were going to be great, even after the firefighter. You were so nervous.
I got a little nervous listening to him because he was really good.
Justin was good. He was good, but he also was nervous. He said he'd rather respond to a fire than be on the radio. Can you believe that?
I'd rather be here.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Anthony. That makes me feel a lot better. I so appreciate you. You at home, you are listening to Melissa in the Morning, our diner tour sponsored by Brown Roofing. We're at Southport Diner, stop number 1. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.